Do you know what is worse than stepping in doggy poo? Getting into bed with a wet puddle your dog left for you. Not only do you have to change clothes, but you have to clean the sheets and the mattress. That adds a lot of work if you have had a long day already. Everyone agrees that dogs should only use the bathroom outside. Dogs haven't 100% decided to do so because they can't talk. Since dogs can't speak, we don't understand their reasons behind things they do that we humans would never do. Mainly because we aren't animals, but also because using the bathroom on our loved ones' beds tends to be heavily frowned upon. So if dogs are peeing on your bed, what does it mean? Are they just out to get you? No, your doggy isn't trying to spite you, they may be trying to communicate or have health issues. Keep reading to learn how to understand your dog's peeing problem and what you can do about it. Dogs mark with urine. Dogs use pee to mark their territory, therefore, your dog may be claiming your bed as part of their domain. Your dog is likely urine marking if they pee a small amount on your bed rather than completely emptying their bladder. Female dogs may also exhibit this behavior, although male dogs exhibit it more frequently. Puppies who have not been spayed or neutered are more likely to exhibit urine marking, so spaying or neutering your dog might stop this activity. Remember that urine marking is not a criticism of you. It denotes that your dog is anxious and wants to calm herself by leaving her scent marks in certain areas. Anxiety or stress can cause dogs to pee on the bed. These kinds of unpleasant mishaps may be annoying for you, but Spike undoubtedly finds them worse. Strange peeing locations may be signs of mental discomfort in dogs. Thunderstorms or a new house guest may cause distress, but it may also be something as harmless as a new piece of furniture or another home improvement. Dogs who are under stress may momentarily lose control of their bladder. They may also be urinating on the bed because they are hesitant to go to their usual location if they fear anything. Dogs peeing within the house are also related to separation anxiety. In the hours following their little accident, observe your dog. Try to pinpoint possible triggers that may have set them off if it frequently occurs, such as a loud noise, an unexpected face, or you leaving the room. They may be able to calm down and feel more at peace with the aid of relaxation and anxiety-relieving treats, particularly at night. Health issues. When your dog is ill, they may decide to send you a pee mail rather than simply telling you through dialogue. It is essential to take them to the vet for a checkup to rule out disease as the reason for your dog's accidents. If your doggy has a health condition, it should end after he heals and your veterinarian has taken care of the issue. If the improper urine persists, you might wish to prevent your dog from sleeping in your bed until they feel more like themselves. UTI in dogs. Urinary tract infections, UTIs, are frequent in dogs, just like they are in humans. Invasion of the urinary tract by bacteria results in symptoms like pain with urination, blood in the urine, and poor bladder control. A dog frequently soils the bed due to a UTI. A dog with a UTI does not forget how to use the bathroom. When they genuinely need to urinate, it is challenging for them to stop the flow of pee due to the infection in their urinary system. Additionally, it may cause them to feel as though their bladder is full when it isn't. This implies that they will require more frequent restroom breaks and may struggle to get outside in time. Antibiotic treatment should eradicate the infection and resolve the issue. Diabetes. It is a sign of diabetes if your dog urinates frequently and the urine is thicker and stickier than usual. You must be wondering how urine and diabetes are related. Different body organs' functions are directly impacted by diabetes. We know that the blood glucose level increases when the body stops making insulin. Now that the body needs to eliminate that glucose, the kidneys are compelled to work and filter that surplus glucose. The burden becomes too much for the kidneys, and glucose begins to flow through the urine. Because of this, a diabetic dog will have increased thirst and frequent urination urges. Dogs with diabetes have sticky pee because there is glucose present. Related, the best dog food for diabetic dogs. Arthritis. Although it affects older dogs more frequently, arthritis can also affect certain younger dogs. Your dog may find it challenging to move around due to this painful condition, and he may not be able to leave the bed before an accident occurs. Additionally, dogs with arthritis may be unable to empty their bladders when given a break to use the restroom, which could cause leaks later on when lying on your bed. Your dog's veterinarian can identify any mobility problems, such as arthritis, and work with you to create a pain management strategy. Make your dog their own cozy, washable sleeping area outside your bedroom to help tackle the issue. If they cannot control their bladder, restrict their access to your bed. Kidney health. When disease or old age makes the filtration process less effective, the blood flow to the kidneys is increased to improve filtration. Since fewer and fewer toxins are being eliminated from the body regularly, the body must increase the amount of blood passing through the kidneys. More urine is produced as a result of this. The dog's thirst and water intake are raised to prevent dehydration from increased fluid loss. Increased water consumption and urine are thus one of the initial clinical symptoms of kidney failure and are referred to as compensated renal failure. After about two-thirds of the kidney tissue is gone, there is a quick rise in waste products in the blood, and it seems like the illness is severe and sudden. Loss of appetite, depression, vomiting, diarrhea, and extremely terrible breath are some of the clinical symptoms of more advanced renal failure. On occasions, oral ulcers can be discovered. Excitement. Puppies can urinate whenever they are stimulated. That may occur when they're greeted, playing, or receiving pats and cuddles. Your dog's bladder empties when they are ecstatic. Due to the underdeveloped muscles that control bladder emptying, these puppies' urination is involuntary. With time and physical development, control will come. Your puppy can learn how to manage their emotions as well. Exercises that develop impulse control will help, such as waiting for a treat or toy or staying in the crate longer than necessary. The same goes for relaxation-focused workouts like lying down or getting on your mat. Rewarding your puppy for remaining calm during training will promote a more relaxed outlook. You can train your puppy to lie down or sit during greetings rather than scamper around wildly. Why senior dogs may pee on your bed. A senior doggy who has spent their entire life being house-trained may begin to urinate in the house or on your bed for various reasons. While some canine incontinence reasons are mild, some are far more serious and need medical attention. The most frequent medical reasons for dog incontinence are covered in this section. Hormones. Dog incontinence is frequently found in senior female spayed dogs because of declining hormone levels, particularly estrogen. Hormonal changes can also bring thyroid dysfunction, which is another potential culprit. Neurological. Because your dog's central nervous system is similar to yours, neurological conditions can impact both humans and dogs. Seizures, some autoimmune diseases, degenerative conditions, stroke, malignancies, and other conditions may fall under this category. Your dog's behavior may change due to neurological problems, including urinating indoors. Cognitive function. Similar to humans, dogs experience a deterioration in cognitive ability as they age. Deteriorating cognitive function in dogs can result in behavioral changes similar to Alzheimer's or dementia. Your dog can become lost or forget that he needs to relieve himself outside. Consult your veterinarian about your alternatives if you observe changes in your dog's cognitive abilities. How to handle your dog peeing on your bed. All dog training is around encouraging your dog to stop a bad habit while teaching them a new one to take its place. If you see your dog going to urinate on the bed, swiftly pick them up and take them outside while rewarding them for using the bathroom outside. If you're feeling overwhelmed, a licensed dog trainer who uses positive reinforcement can assist. Prevention is always better than having to clean up after a mess. Create a barrier that keeps your doggy from getting to the mattress, or make it a habit to close the bedroom door whenever your dog is left unsupervised. In addition to giving owners a chance to catch their pets in the act, which is crucial to retrain pets with the proper behavior, owners frequently use crates to keep pets quiet. It also helps minimize destruction when they aren't home. If nothing else, a waterproof mattress cover can prevent your pet's urine from getting too deep into the mattress and facilitate cleanup in the event of an accident. It can be helpful to keep an enzyme cleaner on hand, made just for dogs. Conclusion. Before your dog forms harmful habits, you want to put a stop to this behavior straight soon. It might be very frustrating to spend time away from your much-anticipated sleep, wiping up dog urine from your mattress or bedsheets. Taking your doggy to the vet is crucial if you think they may have a medical problem. Diabetes is a severe disease that needs to be monitored and treated. A urinary tract infection is annoying and painful. If left untreated, it will only worsen. To solve these issues, your veterinarian will suggest certain drugs and therapies. Your vet may also recommend medications for anxiety if it is a serious issue for your dog. The veterinarian will diagnose and treat any of these ailments, but consulting a trainer may also be a good idea. The trainer can collaborate with you and your dog to find solutions if your dog is marking, isn't housebroken, or is simply overexcited. You might need to start house training again or assert your authority as the alpha. Avoid adding more excitement when your dog is in your bed if they pee when they are excited. It can be tough, but you will survive the pee war. Dot.